Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Build Your Art Business with Limited Time or Energy by Karina Thurston is a practical guide for artists who want to earn consistently from their work without burning out. Instead of assuming unlimited hours, constant motivation, or a large budget, the book focuses on building a realistic business model around the constraints many creatives face, including day jobs, caregiving, health issues, and fluctuating energy. Thurston frames the art business as a system of small, repeatable actions that compound over time, emphasizing clarity, prioritization, and sustainable marketing habits. Readers can expect encouragement paired with concrete structure, choosing income streams, developing a simple plan, and learning how to show up regularly even when life is busy. The overall message is that progress comes from designing a workflow that protects your creative energy while still moving your business forward. For artists who feel stuck between making art and selling it, the book offers a grounded approach to bridging that gap in manageable steps. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a sustainable art business around real constraints. A central theme of the book is accepting limitations as design requirements rather than personal failures. Many artists try to follow business advice built for people with full-time availability, high stamina, and constant confidence, then feel defeated when they cannot keep up. Thurston's approach reframes the problem. If time or energy is limited, the business must be structured to function in smaller increments. That means identifying your true capacity, recognizing predictable low-energy periods, and avoiding plans that depend on heroic effort. Instead of chasing every opportunity, the book encourages selecting a few actions that are both high-impact and realistically repeatable. This mindset supports long-term momentum because it reduces the boom and bust cycle of intense marketing followed by burnout. The artist learns to create a baseline routine that can be maintained during busy seasons, with optional additions during higher energy windows. In practice, this can look like batch working, simplifying product offerings, or choosing fewer platforms. The result is a business that respects the realities of life while still giving the artist a clear path toward income, visibility, and growth. Secondly, clarifying goals and choosing the right income streams. The book highlights that an art business becomes more manageable when goals are specific and income pathways are selected deliberately. Artists often feel overwhelmed because they try to do everything at once: originals, prints, commissions, markets, licensing, teaching, social media, and more. Thurston's guidance emphasizes narrowing focus by aligning choices with available time, energy, and personality. For example, someone with limited stamina may prefer a small catalog of reproducible products over constant custom commissions, while someone who enjoys one-to-one client work might build a commission pipeline with clear boundaries. Goal clarity also helps filter tasks. If the primary aim is steady monthly income, the artist can prioritize activities that reliably lead to sales rather than only chasing exposure. The book encourages readers to evaluate what they can realistically produce, how often they want to launch, and what price points make sense for their audience and costs. By defining a small set of offerings and a simple target to work toward, the artist reduces decision fatigue and makes marketing and production more consistent. This strategic selection becomes a foundation for a sustainable schedule and predictable revenue. Thirdly, creating simple systems for marketing and visibility. Rather than treating marketing as a constant performance, the book frames it as a system that can be simplified and repeated. Artists with limited time or energy often struggle to stay visible, leading to uneven sales and discouragement. Thurston's approach centers on building a basic promotional rhythm that you can sustain, choose a small number of channels, decide what to share, and create routines that reduce the need for daily creativity and marketing. This can include batching content, using templates, planning posts around a few recurring themes, or setting a modest outreach goal each week. The key is consistency that fits your life, not maximum output. The book also reinforces that visibility can be built through relationship-based actions, such as email newsletters, community engagement, and straightforward calls to action, rather than relying solely on algorithms. When marketing is systematized, it becomes less emotionally draining because you are not reinventing the process each time. Over months, these small actions compound, making it easier for the right people to find your work, remember you, and buy when they are ready. For many readers, this is the turning point from sporadic promotion to a dependable presence. Fourthly, managing time, energy, and momentum with realistic planning. The book emphasizes practical planning methods that prioritize follow-through over perfection. When energy is limited, a traditional packed schedule can backfire, creating guilt and avoidance. Thurston encourages planning that accounts for variable capacity with built-in buffers and a focus on the next most important step. Instead of maintaining an endless to-do list, the artist benefits from identifying a small set of weekly priorities tied directly to income and visibility. This could mean allocating short sessions for creating art, preparing listings, or reaching out to collectors, while leaving space for rest and life obligations. The book's underlying principle is that momentum is created through repeatable wins, not occasional marathons. It also suggests that artists can reduce friction by setting up their environment and tools to make starting easier, such as keeping materials accessible or creating checklists for recurring tasks. When planning respects energy realities, the artist is more likely to show up consistently, which strengthens skill, confidence, and business results. Over time, the reader learns to trust a gentle but steady pace and to measure success by consistency and completion rather than constant expansion. Lastly, developing a resilient mindset and professional confidence alongside tactics, the book addresses the internal challenges that often block artists from building a business, especially when resources are limited. Scarcity of time and energy can magnify self-doubt, perfectionism, and the fear that you are not doing enough. Thurston's message supports a professional mindset rooted in self-respect and realistic expectations. You can take your work seriously without sacrificing your health or personal life. This includes learning to make decisions, set boundaries, and tolerate the discomfort of being visible. The book's perspective encourages progress over perfection, which helps artists release work consistently and learn from real feedback instead of endlessly refining in private. Professional confidence also grows through clarity, knowing your offerings, pricing with intention, and communicating simply about what you sell and who it is for. By treating the art business as a long-term practice, the reader can detach from short-term fluctuations and stay focused on controllable actions. This resilience is particularly valuable for artists with chronic constraints because it reduces shame and increases adaptability. The overall result is a steadier relationship with both creativity and commerce, making success feel possible and sustainable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for artists who want to earn from their work but feel constrained by a day job, caregiving responsibilities, health limitations, or simply limited bandwidth. It is also valuable for creatives who have tried typical art marketing advice and found that the pace left them exhausted or inconsistent. The main benefit is that it helps you shift from vague intention to a workable structure. You learn to pick goals you can sustain, choose income streams that match your capacity, and build simple routines for creation and promotion. That practicality can improve real life by reducing overwhelm, decision fatigue, and the guilt that comes from unrealistic plans. Instead of forcing productivity, the book encourages a kinder, more strategic approach that still leads to progress. Compared with similar art business books that assume high output and constant online presence, this one stands out for its emphasis on constraints and energy management. It focuses on repeatable systems and prioritization rather than complexity, making it easier to apply quickly. For readers who want a sustainable path to sales and visibility, it is worth buying because it meets you where you are and helps you build from there. If you would like to support Karina Thurston, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.